Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Today's cattle futures market rallied to new contract highs again. The April lives look like they're going to settle at 123.15, up 42. That's the highest we've been on this move and since the middle part of February. We all started off yesterday with some 121 bid, and then this morning some 120 cash trade. And looks like here late there's some 122 being bid in the western part of Nebraska. So that's forcing this market higher here. We had 64 additional deliveries yesterday against the April live cattle, so that's kind of a bigger number for this early in the game. The Junes were up 70 at 125.35. The August up 65 at 124.07. Feeder cattle were $1.07 higher in the April at 147.55. Now the index is around 140, so a pretty big gap there. And I suspect the live cattle and or the cash feeder cattle markets, the sell barns and etc., will be stronger this week. The May feeder cattle were up 90 and near their highs at 152.67. And then the August feeders were up 92 here at 161.87. And that is their contract high. So there are a lot of really positive things going on in the cash cattle and futures here as we make our way toward new highs.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, the 2021 Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale is coming this Saturday, April 10th, 12:30 p.m. at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. 120 head will be offered, including 75 head of Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. Catalog and videos of the animals being sold are available at mcsauction.com. You can call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale this Saturday, April 10th.
Well, the grain markets were mixed today. We had corn up higher, 7 higher in the May at 561.5, and December was only up 2 cents at 485.25. The corn seemed to get stronger throughout the day. The beans, on the other hand, got lower throughout the day, with May beans down 10.75 at 1408, November beans down about 3/4 at 1270.5. Kansas City July up 9 today at 571. The Chicago July 3.75 at 6.16. That spread between the July Chicago and July Kansas City was up 5 at 45.5. That spread's really been moving here recently. Cotton today, May was up 68 at 79.90, while new crop December cotton was 80.40, up 99. The cotton has bounced back here the last couple of days. Then on Friday to end the week, we've got a ending stocks and crop production report out of the USDA. It's a normal monthly report. It'll be Friday morning at 11 a.m. Looks like ending stocks for wheat are estimated about 847 million bushels in the U.S., ending stocks for corn just under 1.4 billion bushels, and for soybeans, 119 million bushels. That's a lower than last year number for corn, but we're, you know, that's still 1.4 billion, which is still a pretty big number. Soybeans at 119 million is extremely tight.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.